Last week, Betsy Julian took her 5th and 6th graders on an unusual field trip not too far from their school in Hopkins, Minnesota, to a playground manufacturing plant so her students could see blueprints for the very playground coming to their school, Glen Lake Elementary.
Now you can go down and you're actually going to get to stand on the platform and watch you do some of the cutting.
It's not just any playground. See, Ms. Julian's class wanted all their classmates, including the ones with disabilities, to be able to play at recess. Now, they're on their way to making that dream come true. NPR's Janaki Mehta has more.
Ms. Julian's classroom looks out over a playground at Glen Lake Elementary. One day, as she was eating her lunch, she watched the kids play outside.
I had this perfect view of 5th grade, 6th grade, and kindergarten playing out at recess, and three of our students used that time for recess that are in wheelchairs.
None of them could use the playground equipment, which hit home because her own son is a 3rd grader at Glen Lake, and he uses a wheelchair too.
So I think this like dream and passion of being able to have an accessible piece of equipment has been forming for a long time. And it just became really, really apparent this year that our playground is not set up for everybody in the school to play and have fun.
So in the fall, Ms. Julian and some fellow teachers at her school applied for a grant to get an accessible swing and merry-go-round for their playground. They only got a portion of the money they needed.
So I announced to my class, would you guys be willing to help me try and raise the rest of the $35,000? And they immediately were like,
we were like, why can't we just make the whole playground accessible? And it was $300,000, which is a lot, but we knew we could do it.
That's Hadley Mangan, one of the 6th graders in Ms. Julian's class. The next morning, Ms. Julian published a fundraiser online, and the kids got to work.
We've done, like, cold calling where we call different businesses.
You have to, like, write a script and see if they wanted to donate to us and stuff.
We've gone door knocking. We've done a lot.
Kaylee Brace, Rakia Haji, Hadley Mangan, and their classmates raised more than $10,000 overnight. And the money kept pouring in. The students had a bake sale, neighborhood restaurants threw fundraisers. A private donor even cut a check for $200,000. So they upped their goal twice. Now they're well on their way to raising $1 million to transform their entire upper playground. And Haji says any money they raise beyond that goal,
we decided to keep on going to make a playground for other schools, because if they see us doing this, they're going to want a playground too.
And so it was on a recent Friday that Ms. Julian and Glen Lake Principal Jeffrey Dull revved up their bus engines to take the students on that field trip to the playground manufacturing plant.
We went to different buildings there and we got to see like how they make the equipment.
See if you can peek inside the window there.
Yeah, it was exciting to know how our playground's going to look like.
Hadley and Kaylee also say they're looking forward to riding the accessible zip line and roller slide coming to campus. Rakia's most excited for
probably the merry-go-round, because when it spins, it's like really cool.
I felt amazed. Like, it's crazy how a thought can become a reality so quickly.
Fellow Glen Lake 5th grader John Buettner went on the field trip too. He's not in Miss Julian's class, but as a wheelchair user, he's been an outspoken ambassador for the project.
Ever since I came here as a kindergartner, I thought I was going to have a tough time, but now knowing that I'm going to have something to do at recess and that all of this equipment is big enough for my friends and I just feel this sense of capability.
John says this project is about more than students like him in a wheelchair. The playground is friendly to kids with all kinds of abilities.
And the fact that I know now that this is happening, that this is possible, I just feel this emotion that I cannot describe. It's sort of like sadness, but also happiness.
That first swing and merry-go-round that Betsy Julian dreamt up arrives this summer. And the rest of the equipment will be there next spring. Even though this class will have moved on to junior high by then, they all plan to visit and play. And that's something that gives Miss Julian that happy, sad feeling too.
It's just as a teacher, my heart just swells with pride. But as a parent of a child that has special needs, that's your hope, right? That the world's kind.
Janaki Mehta, NPR News.